Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling on behalf of Metro Research. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing children of Boston and the schools in your area. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in, you know, in the current school year?
Two.
Two children, okay. All right, ma'am, and just which of the following best describes the schools your children attend this current school year? Would that be one of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school outside Boston, a private school, or a home school?
Public.
Public, okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
53.
All right, ma'am, and how would you describe your gender?
Female.
Female. Okay, thank you. And how would you describe your race?
White.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston public schools, what grades are your children in this current school year?
Third and seventh.
Third and seventh. Okay. Remember, as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred as BPS system, is a district overseeing, you know, a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with Boston Public School System?
What's the rating? Satisfied or not satisfied?
Would that be very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Okay, and students are often graded, you know, on the quality of their work using letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your seventh grade child's school was graded the same way. Overall, how would you grade your seventh grade child's school from A to F?
C.
I see. Okay. All right. And how about Boston Public School, you know, as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools?
I see.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And thinking about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing, you know, with the Boston Public Schools from A to F?
F.
F. Okay. Right, ma'am, as you may know, you know, the Boston Public School System says it's committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in the world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. And as you may know, the Boston Public School System says, you know, they are partner with community families and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well, okay. All right, ma'am, if you had to say, you know, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, you can pick up to two choices. Would you say it's parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BP, or the BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community, or some other group?
The Boston Teachers Union is running it into the ground. BTU.
Also,
Boston Teachers Union.
Okay, boss, let me write this down. Okay, on this one. BTU, right?
Yep.
BTU, okay. You say it's running it.
It's running it into the ground, yes.
Okay.
The school system into the ground, yes.
And into, okay, let me write this down real quick.
Yeah, that's okay.
Into ground. All right, ma'am, and you mentioned you had a child in the seventh grade. For this next section, we're going to ask you specifically about your seventh grade child, okay? How engaged do you want to be with your seventh, you know, grade child education? Would you say very engaged, somewhat engaged?
Very. Very.
Okay.
Yeah, very.
Okay. Right. And next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System, you know, enables you to be with your 7th grade child education? Very, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Not engaged.
Okay, not too engaged or not at all?
Not engaged, no.
Okay. All right, ma'am, as a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The first one says, the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, the other one says, the communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand.
Yes.
Would that be strongly agree or just somewhat disagree? Agree.
Agree.
Okay, my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System.
Not at all.
They'll be strongly disagree, right?
Strongly disagree, yeah.
Okay. The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome.
What is it? Someone agree, some not agree, whatever.
Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and how concerned are you about your 7th grade child's emotional well-being while, you know, they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too
very
concerned.
Very
concerned.
Very.
Okay. And how concerned are you about your 7th grade child's physical safety while they are at school?
Concerned.
Very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat concerned. Okay. And how much have you heard or read about, you know, potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston Public Schools? So would you say a great
deal? I've
read it all.
Yep.
Okay. As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public Schools than, you know, in the past. Leaving many schools with a considerable empty space, many BPS schools also need, you know, extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards.
Yes.
The current
correct
plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS,
close
some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about the Green New Deal for BPS? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
I've had to find to read it, but it's not provided to me. A great deal, but I have to search for it.
Okay, you search for it. Okay. As you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS would include several elements. Would you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the new Green New Deal for BPS? The first one is renovating some schools. Would you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I prefer them to close the schools and renovate small amount of schools. Renovate, but not every school that needs it. I'd rather them close schools.
So would you somewhat support on this or somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Okay, 2 seconds. Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay, and the other one say closing some schools.
Yes, completely support.
Okay. What about modernizing some schools?
Support.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. And merging some schools?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. All right, ma'am, and how would you rate the condition of your 7th grade child's school? Would you say great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible
good condition? Good condition.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, would your 7th grade child school be affected by the, you know, plans to close, merge, modernize, or renovate schools? Yes or no?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. And, how familiar are you with the history of school, you know, integration and busing in Boston during the 1970s? Would you say very familiar. As you may know, 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to schools in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you or your parents or your grandparents, experience this period of Boston? Would you say you, your parents? None of the above. Okay.
No.
All right, now, man, do any of your children attend BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, man, have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston public school system to address, you know, the impacts of racism and segregation? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. And thinking about ways, you know, the Boston public schools could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing the right amount?
It's enough. Yeah, we're good. I think it's enough.
Okay, the right amount. All right, now, man, do you feel that your seventh grade child school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected? Yes or not?
I would hope so. I'm not in the classroom, so I don't know. It's hard to say.
Okay, so none. Okay. All right, ma'am, and has the number of teachers from diverse racial and ethnic backgrounds within your seventh grade child school changed over the past few years or not?
Has it increased?
Have they
changed?
Yes.
Yeah? Yes.
Would that be there are more now, there are fewer now, or there has been no change?
More. More.
Not more. Okay. All right, man. The last few, we're almost done with this survey. I really
sorry, my dinner's almost ready. Yeah, okay.
Okay,
go ahead.
The last few questions are just for a statistical purpose. Okay, only a few questions. Does your seventh grade child has an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
No.
Okay. And does your seventh grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Okay.
No.
Okay, ma'am, and what language are spoken regularly at home?
English and French.
English and
French.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, and have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere
else? 25 years.
But you move, okay, now you
outside of Massachusetts. Outside of Massachusetts, yeah. No.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, ma'am, and how long have you lived in the city of Boston?
25 years.
Okay. All right, and what was the last year of schooling that you completed, ma'am?
MBA.
MBA, okay. And, okay, in the last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category.
I'd prefer not to answer that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey, ma'am.
Thank you
very much for your time, and you have a great evening. Enjoy your
day,
ma'am. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.